My guest today is Nancy Laird Young, whose memoir has just come out, in fact, yesterday. It's called Tea with Dad, Finding Myself in My Father's Life. And Nancy, what sets your memoir apart is how typically we would think that this is a setup for you going to care for your father. In fact, what you're giving us is a rather different take on that.
Yes. What actually happened is, although in my mind, I was relocating to the eastern shore of Maryland to be closer to my father, not long after my mother's death. He's a retired military officer, very independent, very capable. And to be honest, at that time in my life, I wasn't even aware of how incapable I was. So I actually wound up moving into my father's home because I needed him. I was at a point of having experienced the top five issues on that list that impacts human life, everything from divorces to death. And so he just kind of ordered me to move into his home.
I'd love you to give us a taste of this because it's obviously poignant, but it's also really funny. So won't you give us a little passage?
Okay. I've gotten better at not screaming. I've decided that it won't do me a bit of good and might make things worse. One night, Dad and I went out a little later than we realized. Not only did it turn dark on our way home, but we got caught in a torrential downpour. Visibility was nil, except for the flashing police and ambulance lights we saw in the distance just short of our house. I'm going to take a detour, Dad said. I'll turn around up here. Thinking he meant into the parking lot of the dollar store a few yards up, I said, great idea. But Dad started to take an immediate hard left into the middle of the road. Jesus, Dad, I yelled. What? I'm just going into the parking lot there to turn around, he said. Thump. Ooh. This is bad, he told me, as cars headed towards our SUV standing horizontal across the road, with me on the side they'd hit, I might add. You know, it's hard for some people to see in the dark. And with this weather, people like me, he said. Then he started laughing. I did not join in.
What is so remarkable is how the two of you have been able to work to a point where it's not you now necessarily looking after him, but the two of you making decisions together because of the relationship you've been able to build.
I think I had not realized how hard it was to get to know him again, and I'm sure he was just thrown by me, but we just started to have tea every afternoon, and that's when we started sharing stories, and it gave me an opportunity to bring up issues, but mostly, I think what it did was it was a way for us to grow trust between the two of us as we got to know one another, know what we believed, what our value systems were, how much we shared of that value system. It was a matter of both of us standing down and rethinking things and wanting this to work.
This is a memoir called Tea with Dad, Finding Myself in My Father's Life. It was published yesterday, and the author is Nancy Laird Young. You can find out more on her website, and I'll spell that. It's nancielairdyoung.com. Nancy, congratulations on your thoughtful book.
Thank you, Judith.